Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Dr. James Dobson receives temporary injunction stopping the enforcement of the Obamacare HHS mandate. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, this is a great victory for James Dobson, and I applaud him. There are a number of court decisions now around the country giving relief to Christian employers so that they don't have to comply with the Obamacare HHS mandate, which requires that you have insurance policies that offer abortion or abortion-inducing drugs or devices. So this is another setback for the Obama administration. It applies only to his ministry. And, of course, that issue is currently pending before the United States Supreme Court.
What's the record now, Matt? I think it, with these cases, it's 20-something to one, I think.
It's a huge in our favor, where the courts have overwhelmingly sided with religious employers to stop the enforcement of the HHS mandate against religious employers. And, of course, two cases are before the United States Supreme Court right now, the Hobby Lobby case and the Conestoga Woods case. And those have been argued. A decision on those should come down by the end of June. It should not even be a close case. I don't know how the ruling will come down. I don't really know which way the ruling will go. I suspect it will ultimately strike down the HHS mandate, but you can't ever predict with this particular court because they should have struck down the entire Obamacare. We wouldn't have all this mess that we're dealing with now when it came before the court a couple years ago.
Let me ask you this, Matt. What's the net result if the HHS mandate is struck down? Do you think the Obama administration will just find a way around it, or—
Well, you know, I don't think they'll stop. They'll try to do some other kind of executive order. But, you know, this particular area is not specifically mandated in the law. It does speak about this essential coverage. And then the HHS regulation actually says, well, part of essential coverage is this abortion and contraception coverage, which includes abortion-inducing drugs and devices like the IUD, Ella, Plan B. Those are abortifacients. Even the CDC on its website, the Center for Disease Control, refers to these drugs as oftentimes removing a fertilized egg from the uterine wall or preventing its implantation. So it happens after conception. Therefore, it's an abortifacient. It's a chemical abortion. Now, what will ultimately happen is if they don't push back or try to do some other kind of end around it, is it'll prevent the Obamacare law from forcing religious employers to violate their sincerely held conscience on the issue of life, like the Little Sisters of the Poor, like Liberty University, and like many others around the country. But the Obamacare law will still continue to be in effect. You just won't have to include this into your insurance policy.
Let me ask you this, Matt. Has the employer mandate, the HHS mandate, are there any employers right now that under Obamacare are being forced to facilitate abortifacients and so forth against their will, or have these cases put a halt to it in general?
Well, these cases ought to send a message, but they only apply to the employers that are actually named in the lawsuit that brought the lawsuit. So they are not injunctions that apply across the country against Obamacare in general. They're just for those particular employees or employers. Now, there's no question in my mind that there's a number of employers that, although they may not realize it, are actually including in their policies these abortion-inducing drugs and devices. Why? Because the policy will simply say it's covering, quote, contraception, close quote. And for some employers, they find that agreeable. What they don't find agreeable is the abortion-inducing drugs and devices. But they don't read into contraception, abortion, drugs, and devices, because who would? But what ultimately happened is a couple of years ago, the Federal Drug Association, the FDA, did a reinterpretation of the word contraception to include not only contraception, but abortifacient drugs and devices.
Very clever.
Mm-hmm. So under contraception, they now include all these other things. So the average person wouldn't think so, but yes, if your policy covers contraception, unless you have specifically objected to your insurance company. And you may get pushback from them because they're going to say we're still mandated to apply it and include it. Your policy will be covering these abortion-inducing drugs and devices.
And I hope people are listening right now, small business owners, large business owners, and that you understand that if your policy covers contraception, you are helping to facilitate potentially the taking of innocent human life through abortifacients and abortion-inducing devices and so forth. And that is a something that has been obfuscated, that's the intentionally has been hidden. And in fact, built into Obamacare is the inability to differentiate essentially between which
that's right.
policies cover abortion and which don't.
Yeah, that's correct. So you can't really tell. Now, Liberty University's policy does not cover these abortion drugs and devices. We were very clear with our third-party provider that that not be included, and it's never been included. But you need to be careful with your third-party provider, if you're self-insured, or with your insurance company, if you're not, that you do not participate in this abortion-inducing drug or device by providing the opportunity for your employees to take the life of innocent human beings. Moreover, if you are an individual and you are buying insurance on one of the exchanges, like you're saying, you cannot in a rational way determine what's covered until you pay the premium, and then you're stuck for a year. So they're going to play hide and seek with which ones cover abortion. And by the way, those particular policies that do, you as an individual will have to pay in addition to your premium a separate monthly fee that goes to a fund that solely funds abortion.
Meanwhile, Matt, President Obama, in the spirit of eugenics, embraced by Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, is attempting to lower the rate of, quote, births and separate pregnancies among blacks and Latinos. What is going on with that?
Yeah, and this is part of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention list, reducing births as one of the top goals of the Obama Teen Pregnancy Prevention Initiative. The language from the CDC website makes clear that the program seeks to reduce the rate of both pregnancies and births among minorities. And it specifically says that it is targeting African American and Latino Hispanic youth aged 15 through 19. This has been funded $110 million, funded during the fiscal year 2010, and it bankrolls a range of featured partners, some of whom encourage abortion. And for example, one of these partners is Advocates for Youth. It is one of the program's five national partners. The group took in more than $1.5 million in government funding in fiscal year 2013. And according to its annual report, it advocates that teenagers consider abortion when they become pregnant. It says, quote, young women need the right to safe and legal abortion. The government-funded group writes, saying that young women shouldn't be forced to, quote, carry a pregnancy she did not want to term, close quote. And it goes on. I mean, you find more of these pro-abortion organizations getting funding. Hartford, Connecticut city government received $900,000 from the CDC funding. And according to the program's website, Planned Parenthood of Southern New England serves as a partner for the initiative. And this is the Obama administration trying to literally reduce the number of births among blacks and Latinos.
Targeting specifically blacks and Latinos.
This is exactly what Margaret Sanger wanted to do.
Yeah.
So he's carrying on Margaret Sanger's eugenics idea of getting rid of the, quote, undesirables, in her words.
Yeah.
Those people who are black and those people who are sort of called feeble-minded. I mean, this was the whole eugenics movement, and Obama is buying that hook, line, and sinker.
Now, I can see how the left is going to spin what we're talking about, Matt. Oh, Matt Barber and Matt Staver want to see more teen births, more teenagers have babies. Of course, that's not the case. But by reducing the rate of births, by implication, a pregnancy has already occurred. This is the government facilitating and encouraging abortion.
Well, in the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene reported that there are a majority of blacks that actually abort than give live births, and the numbers are staggering. This is the Obama administration. This is a sin from which we need to repent and turn and change this horrible Holocaust of the unborn. and to restore a sanctity of human life culture in this country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lifeunited.org, lifeunited.org. You can also go to Liberty Counsel's main website, lc.org, and libertycounsel.com, libertycounsel.com. Sign up for our activist emails from libertycounsel.com and learn more about issues, how they affect your family, faith, and freedom, and how you can be involved. Pray for Liberty Counsel and continue to financially support this ministry.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.